The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Welcome. Good day. Hope you're doing well. And today we turn to the fourth of the five spiritual faculties. And this is the faculty of the collected still mind that we cultivate in the meditation. And I'll talk today in the brief Dharmet about how this faculty, this competency, this quality of mind, this capacity of mind is related to mindfulness, which we talked about yesterday. And also give a couple pointers about how to create sufficient steadiness of mind to see clearly, which is the particular benefit that this factor provides to our practice. So I may seem a little distracted by the technical challenge this morning, and don't let that throw you off. It's just the internet. So let's begin by sitting in meditation. We'll bring our attention this morning to the stillness and steadiness that's available to us in the meditation. And perhaps even as we just begin to sit and bring our attention inward and downward, we can recognize the greater stillness of the meditative space. Most of us have been meditating long enough that the contrast between our, what I think of as the walking around world, the getting through the day in our practice world, with the formal sitting practice, which we engage now, that there's a greater stillness, a greater collectedness, a greater focus, a greater unity of attention. And we can bring attention to this knowing that giving it the gift of attention strengthens it, cultivates it. So once again, in the case of this fourth faculty, wholeness of the mind or wholeness of attention in the meditation, we don't have to reach outside our own experience. We can look within, and by noticing any degree of stillness, of collectedness, of calm, of ease in the meditative space, we can further strengthen it. And a particular instruction that we can remember today as we come back to the breath over and over again, strengthening our ability to return to be here now, we can connect again with the breath at hand, whichever one we first connect with, an out-breath here, an in-breath there. So we come back to center. We can just say softly to ourselves, breathing in, steadying the mind. Breathing out, steadying the mind. And we can add, breathing in, gladdening the mind. Breathing out, gladdening the mind. And these soft reminders to ourselves upon our return to center can bring greater steadiness, collectedness to the mind, and also enjoy that greater steadiness and collectedness, enjoying it in a way that strengthens too. to these two phrases, we can add a third. Breathing in, letting the mind rest. Breathing out, providing a place where the mind can rest. So, any one of these three, all of them together, in any particular order, can be useful phrases to drop into the meditation when we return with the breath. Steadying the mind, gladdening the mind, letting the mind rest, giving the mind a place to rest. So it's a natural thing that the mind finds its way into activity, gets caught up in looking forward, looking back, looking outward, looking inward. It's the mind's job. Those are capacities of mind that are well developed. We return to center to strengthen capacities of mind that are less developed. We appreciate the others. And in this practice, we cultivate the capacity of mind to be still, to be clear, to be here. When we return attention to the here and now of our experience, we can drop in these phrases, connecting with this in-breath, breathing in, steadying the mind, gladdening the mind, resting the mind. Finding our way in the practice. Back to this breath right here. And then breathing in, steadying the mind. Breathing out, steadying the mind. Breathing in, gladdening the mind. Breathing out, gladdening the mind. Breathing in, letting the mind rest. Breathing out, letting the mind rest. We can take this stillness with us, this mindful attention, this sustained mindful attention, this still, collected, grounded mind. It's portable. We can carry it with us into the interactions of daily life. We can call on this quality of mind, this capacity of mind, when it's needed. The stronger it is, the more we cultivate it in the practice, the easier it is to find it when we need it. The easier it is that it becomes over time second nature, that it arises to meet life. And as we cultivate it, we can share it. May the benefit of our practice, may some of the stillness, the calm, the ease and meeting experience, the sustained ability to give attention, may these ripple out into the world and benefit other beings. May all beings share in some of this contentment, some of this ease. May all beings be free.